This is IPR Radio. In the summer, we started up with making interviews from the IPR University Center Summer School, actually, in Helsinki. And now it's time again soon for a big IPR summit in Helsinki. And we are fortunate enough to have one of the people who is arranging this conference in late October here right now to talk to. It's Auri Vainio that we also talked to in the summer. Welcome, Auri.
Thank you.
And please tell us what is your position in this conference? What is your task?
I'm the sort of like mastermind behind this conference. And I'm also responsible for all the arrangements about this conference. I'm taking care of the program, the speakers, the venue, the accommodation, the topics, some of it. Yeah, I've designed it, the startup pitching and that kind of stuff with the help of our IPR University Center Association, of course.
So please tell us when it is and where it is and how big it is.
Well, it's the biggest IP-related event in Finland, and I don't know how big you have had it in Sweden or Norway or anywhere, but I think this is quite big in the Scandinavia as well. We have over 60 speakers at the moment.
Okay, that's right.
And it's going to take place here in Helsinki 23rd and 24th of October. And we are now having 200 guests coming.
And I know that the book fair is the weekend after in the Messukeskus. So I guess you're not in the Messukeskus. Somewhere else you have this conference.
No. We are in Paasitorni, which is a big conference center in nearby the city center.
Yeah, very nice place. And what could you say about the conference and the theme? Do you have the organizers decided on a special theme, or is it a quite broad theme this year? Or?
Yeah, the themes are quite broad because we have the conversation about arbitration. It's one of the biggest sessions over there. Nice panel talks. And then we have this pharma and life science section on the second day. But then we have the great topics are like Brexit, and then we have data, of course, 5G networks, sustainability, blockchain, artificial intelligence, and esports, branding, different kind of success stories, how to build up an IP strategy for the company and that kind of stuff.
Is there any of the speakers you would, I mean, all of them are of course very interesting, but are you especially happy for some speakers that you could mention?
Since we have lots of students coming over, I'm actually quite happy that we have one IP headhunter in a group telling us how to be IP professional and what skills you have to have. And it's going to be a super interesting topic because no one ever had a topic like this before, the role of IP professionals in companies, part of the problem or part of the solution.
So who is this person?
This is Jacob Williamson from Adamson and Partners from UK. And then, but we have so many good speakers coming over. So I believe that every section is super interesting.
And just for you now, is it stressful or how is it for you?
Well, it was stressful, but then I decided not to stress because there's so much to do. So I just, it's actually quite nice to produce something like this, what haven't done before here in Finland. So I'm not actually stressing, but it's I've been having a busy days since I have to do all the other work as well. So
yeah,
but luckily we have our trainees and some volunteers to come over to help us.
That's
with
great.
With the seminar and event.
But how is it? Is this the first year you make it this big, or is the first year you make it at all?
First year we make it at all.
Okay.
We have had conferences before, but they are mostly academics. So this is the first time we are having it for the practitioners, academics, business leaders, business angels, students, and So we'd like to connect the whole field, basically.
I should say that you are an impressive person. We have met with, you have been here before, interviewed in this podcast series, and also you have an enormous ability to be communicative in LinkedIn, actually. You're very, very frequent there.
Oh, yeah, every day.
Yeah, so it's really impressive, but it's kind of, it feels like it's just something normal for you. You just manage that very well, isn't it? So
no, well, it's part of my job. And I'm also quite curious person, so I like to know what's going on. So it's easy to sort of like make posts at the same time.
Yeah. Well, I could recommend everyone to follow Auri Vainio on LinkedIn, because then you learn very much each day. So, and also you get information about this conference, Helsinki IP Summit, and where can the listener find more information, and also...
We have the website. It's ipsummithelsinki.com. Everything together. ipsummithelsinki.com. Yeah, there you find it, everything.
We wish you very much luck with this conference, Auri, and hope to talk to you again some later on. So, good luck.
Thank you very much. I think that's needed.
This is IP Radio, Immaterialradion. We're going to have a guest today who is a prize winner, actually, for his final essay of his law exam in Lund, south of Sweden. His name is Daniel Holmdahl, and he won this prize for an essay in Swedish called Robot or Human, Does It Matter? Daniel Holmdahl, welcome.
Thank you very much, Henrik.
So, please tell us, you won a prize. What kind of prize?
I won a stipend for my essay, and it was really good to hear that somebody put some value on it, because it's always a struggle to for 3 months be writing all alone on this long project. So.
How is it in Lund? Do you make an essay, but you make two essays. You make one halfway through the education and one in the end, or how is it?
Yes, that's correct. So this was my final essay, and it has to have some connection to one of the in-depth courses that you take as part of the master's program, or the last part of your education. So I took a course on... dispute resolution and intellectual property, and all the difficulties that arise in that situation. So I was very interested in intellectual property, but I had written my previous essay halfway through on the question of tort and liability when it comes to self-driving cars. So I was a little bit interested in AI and the whole set of issues that arise with the rise of AI, and also how you could connect that to intellectual property, and in this case, copyright.
So was there any singular thing that made you interested in this process of creating copyright material, so to say?
I wouldn't say a singular thing, but I think it's one of the issues in intellectual property where it really makes you question the role of AI in this situation, because they are going to be the sole creators. And when it comes to copyright in Sweden, the way you achieve copyright is by being a person who makes something with a certain level of uniqueness to it. And my question was, well, we are about to have all these robots that are producing material equivalent to what is produced by humans. But since it's not made by a human, it won't achieve copyright.
Yes, and the title of your essay, you could mention that, because that has to do with exactly that thing, I guess. So
it's Robot or Human, Why Does It Matter? In Sweden, and I believe other Nordic countries, the requirement for achieving copyright is for it to be a work produced by a human, and it has to achieve some level of uniqueness or creativity. But one has drawn the line at what is created by a person, because you don't want to create, or you don't want to protect something with copyright just because it's unique, because in that case you could just pick up a stick from the ground and say, this is unique, this is worthy of protection, this is a work.
Mm-hmm.
But you've also wanted to merge this sense of it being a human creation, like that being a value in itself.
Reflect the personality of the creator or something like that, could you say?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, so my essay questions this whole assumption that there is something, some intrinsic value in it being made by a human.
And is your answer on the question, or do you answer it, the question in the title? How do you answer that?
Well, my answer is that right now it does matter, but it probably shouldn't for the future, and we probably need to redefine what is protected by copyright.
And you have a very nice introduction and description of the background of copyright in the Nordic countries, and this how we handle the division between ideal or the personal rights and the economic rights, so to say. Which you, I understand that you make a case of that, and it's important in this situation.
I think that is definitely something that needs to be investigated further if we're going to be serious about providing copyright protection for the works of AI. There is not going to be the same incentive for having the ideal rights for what is created by AI necessarily. And what I mentioned in my essay too is that maybe there is no need for copyright for what AI produces. Maybe we can protect this enough with, I don't know, some digital code or anything in the product, or maybe what you have to do is an empiric valuation of, is there going to be more or less creation depending on whether you have this protection or not.
Yeah, so can you, is it stimulating or is it not stimulating further creation?
Exactly.
That, yeah, so, and that's a good aspect. You should have these laws or these regulations to stimulate, perhaps.
Right, because they don't have an intrinsic value in themselves, protecting it for the sake of being protected, but could rather have the opposite effects of limiting creativity. And I think this is a balance of copyright that's been discussed back and forth in terms of how wide-ranging copyright should be in general. And it's going to apply to the debate about AI creations as well.
Now you're writing an article based on the essays and so, and where is it going to be published?
It is going to be published in NIR.
The leading magazine since many, many years back for the Nordic IP question, so. But it will be in Swedish, I guess, so.
It will be in Swedish, yeah. But Google Translate is very good at the moment, so if you're really keen to read it, you can always have it translated there.
But not, yeah, so, but we make this interview in English because Google Translate has not really, well, you could probably do it with an interview too, but I guess it's more more difficult. Anyway, finally, about writing an essay, you told us something about it, but how your process writing this essay was as a final exam student then?
It was a good process, I think, and I think it was very fortunate to have come up with this topic that was sort of clearly defined, as I think with all essays, you have these different stages of realizations, whether or not your thesis makes sense or your starting point. And I had to go through a couple of those. But
is it when you doubt that you got into it in the right way and you have to redefine some things? Is that like how you mean? Or?
Exactly. And I think with intellectual property, it's a very complicated topic because it's not tangible. It's really hard to define. And the whole topic of my essay is the difficulty of defining copyright for what is created by artificial intelligence. So it took a couple of turns to actually get the hang of what I was writing about. But I think I had a good process of, you know, dedicating a set number of hours every day, not too many, but just enough, and keep going at that pace and knowing that it's a marathon race and you will get to the goal eventually, but you just gotta keep on working.
So that you worked very structured and a little every day, that was a key factor for you.
I think so. It worked very well for me, but I know others that have these sudden bursts of genius where they just, I don't know, work really hard for 3 days and take a week off and do it again. But
okay.
I I'm not fortunate enough to have those bursts of genius.
Okay. Just before we finish, I'd like to hear where you, because you finished now law school, isn't that so?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so what's your future plans without except from writing for NIR? So what is your future plans?
I'm currently working at a major law firm in Malmö, Sweden, working most in their dispute resolution section.
Okay.
Mostly with construction disputes. So it's very, very different from intellectual property, but okay. We'll see what the future holds.
Yeah. Would you like to go further with research, and would you like to go further with IP questions, or how do you feel now?
I was very happy to leave the essay behind me when I was done with it. But hearing that it's gaining a lot of interest from the outside, it's very intriguing, an intriguing thought to maybe turn back to it and work a little more on it in the future. Mm. But we'll see.
Well, great. I think the essay is very nice. And I wish I could have made such a clear and fine structured essay myself. Going from the basis of what is background for copyright into this hot question. It's really good, and good luck in the future, and I hope to talk to you again. And thank you, Daniel Holmdahl.
Thank you.